responding. Many people responded. And this one particular night, this man came. And he had come a couple other nights. He came, and as the gospel went out, he just began to brush tears back the whole time. He just began to brush tears. What was being revealed to him is a glorious gospel that his soul lacked, and that Jesus was the answer to what he needed, okay? And that was being transmitted, and that was being conferred to him through the gospel of Jesus Christ, through the word. And he fought tears back the whole service. And during the altar service, and you know, it's not so much in what happens at the altar, but it's powerfully important, like I said. And so as the altar call was extended to this man, he sat there putting tears back. Let me tell you something that I feel like offended the Holy Spirit, and this has never left my mind decades and decades ago. This man was wanting to respond to the gospel, but the person sitting next to him during the altar service got up and went out. Let me tell you what he did. He got up and went out. Let me tell you what happened two nights later to that man. He was killed in a coal mining accident. I don't know if that man ever found Jesus or not. And I'm trusting and believing that he did, because the gospel was revealed to him. And we don't know. But we sometimes take for granted and think that every moment we have, that will be duplicated or copied. But there'll never be a moment like this moment today. There'll never be a word like this word today. There'll never be a service like this service today. Don't ever take it for granted, and don't ever think, because it's important. We can grieve the Spirit of God. We can grieve. So let us be in tune. Let's be in heaven's frequency this morning. And let's allow the Spirit of God to speak to our heart. Let me tell you one powerful thing you can do. Number one, you can pray for the people who are here that need that hope and need that gospel this morning. Amen? Because we're all here in different places, okay? And you can pray for the messenger. The messenger. And that would just be the fleshly vessel that you see here before you. Because I can mess up. I make mistakes. I'm just a vessel. You got to understand that. But God is perfect in all of his ways. Amen. He is perfect in all of his ways. Come on. Let's give him some praise. Whoo, man. I didn't think teaching a coaching moment like that I'd get weak. But I'm weak. Wow. Could it be the Holy Spirit is about that? Could it be that the Holy Spirit is trying to speak to us, Steve, in some levels that we don't understand? So let me finish the dream. In this dream, I was frustrated. This is what caused my frustration. What caused my frustration, I shared with Jenny. I may have shared with Heath, I don't know. But what caused me to be frustrated, I was trying to gather people in. I was trying to round them up. I was trying to bring them in, and no one would listen to what I said. It was like me herding cats. How many know that that would be almost impossibility? Come on, everybody with me? Do you hear what I'm saying? How many love cats? Where's Miss Angela? I don't see Miss Angela. Where's Miss Angela? Well, okay, she loves cats. Okay, wherever she is she not here? Love God, love people. Listen, that's Heath's motto. But he's not sure about the cats. Okay, and for all the people here that love cats, God bless you, okay? I have one, and she's awesome. Do you have a cat? Do you have a cat, Joyce? You don't have cats. But imagine herding cats. You herd your goats, you herd your sheep, you herd cattle, but imagine trying to herd a room full of cats. It's almost an impossibility. It's almost an impossibility. That means they were scattering. They were going here and going there. They were moving from here and moving from there. And my frustration was, I was trying to share with them the importance of the moment. I was trying to share the gospel, and nobody wouldn't listen to what I was saying. And I just woke up with this frustration and this heaviness in my heart. burden, like a burden in your heart. In 2020, I think it's necessary that we understand that God is doing things and He's saying things, and that we need to be, without hesitation, without question, we need to be in tune like we have never been in tune before. We need to be a hold of like we've never been a hold of before. Amen. So this morning, I want to share a scripture with you. I want to share a scripture with you. And those that have a Bible, and I hope that you do, you know what would be a great idea is for you to carry a Bible. I'm old school. Anybody in here have a Bible? I don't have Bibles, Pastor. I got it on my phone. Well, that's good, but what if you don't have a signal? What if you're trying to tell somebody about Jesus and a scripture comes to your mind, I can't think of it, and you get on the phone, but you don't have a signal? How many knows what it means not to have a signal? Wow. Can I give you a side note? Just say this is a side note. You know, I've married people in prison. I've married people all kinds of places, in the woods, all kinds of places you'd imagine. But I married a couple in the hospital the other day. Isn't that awesome? I married somebody in the hospital. That's Brother Larry's family right over here. Isn't that awesome? Thank you for your glory, Lord, right now, for the glory of God. So I'd like for you to turn your Bible to Romans 8 and 31. And this year, I feel like for a while God is resonating this in our spirit, about a greater vision, to see more clearly the way Jesus would see, okay? So if you have a Bible, say amen. If you've got a Bible app and you're there in Romans 8 and 31, if you are, say amen. Actually, there's two scriptures here that I'll share with you. If you want to stand, that's fine. If you can't, we're not going to be religious, okay? If you can't stand, okay. All right, and I won't be long, okay? I know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How many knows that there is some disturbing things that's going on in the world today? I said disturbing things going on in the world today. Listen, it's not the place that even when I was growing up that it is now. Okay? How many knows an old song that they used to sing? My dad used to love this song. Time has made a change. I bet some of you don't even remember that old song. Some of you never heard that old song. Time has made a change in the old home place. Time and circumstances can make a change in the world. But all the things that are happening today in the world are of no surprise, because Jesus said they would happen. And I'm going to talk more about, as we go forward in this new year, about the signs, the signs that we should be looking at and looking for to help us to be more alert and more ready to what Jesus is doing. Okay? I'm going somewhere. So if you're there, say amen. Romans 8. Okay. Romans 8. Romans 8. Say Romans 8. I didn't say that part, okay? All right. What shall we say to these things? What are we going to answer to these things? What shall we say to these things? All right. Get a hold of this with me, okay? I want you to say this with me. Can you all say it with me? Can you help me out this morning? How many will help me out? How many will help me out? I need some warriors in here that will help me out, okay? All right, say this with me. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Wow, how awesome that is. Amen. Now I want you to look in the same chapter, Romans 8, in verse 37. Yet in all these things, 37. The King James says, nay, in all these things. So let's say it with me. Nay, in all these things. We are more, say it, we are more than conquerors. Oh man, we're struggling. Okay, Jesus. We're more than conquerors through him. Everybody say, through him that loved us. Amen. Say that loved me. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Wow. This morning. Wow. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to look in the scripture. One of my favorite scriptures this year and going forward, okay? And this may be one of our theme verses, but if you have your Bible, turn to Philippians 3:13, okay? Everybody listening? Everybody with me? Okay. Everybody with me? Yeah. Amen. Philippians 3:13. Where did I say? Where did I say? Okay, that's it, okay? All right. You're there, say amen. Amen. All right, I'm going to read it out of the New King James Version, okay? So everybody turn with me, okay? We're going somewhere. We're going somewhere. Say, I'm going somewhere. How many knows that you're going somewhere? Are you going somewhere this morning? Amen. Wow, we're going somewhere. We're headed somewhere. You're people of destiny. Okay, pressing toward the goal this morning. Reaching out, pressing toward that goal. And this is verse 12. Not that I have already attained it or am already perfected, but I press on. Everybody say, press on. That I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. I'm going to lay hold of that which has already been laid hold of me. Do you understand what I'm saying? And this year, I want to press more into the things of God and lay hold on more of the things of God that God is laying hold on me. Does that make sense? This is a scripture. Brethren, I don't count myself to have apprehended it. But one thing I do. Everybody say one thing. All right, there's a thing I want you to remember this morning. There's one thing that I do. There's one thing that I do. I forget those things. Everybody say, forget those things. I forget the things that are behind me. I forget the things that are behind me. And I reach forward to those things which are ahead. And this year, we have just said bye to 2019 and embraced a powerful year in the kingdom of God and upon the earth today. And that's 2020. There's something significant about the year 2020. And there's things that we need to remember as we go forward in the things of God this morning. God is saying things. If you're here today and you're not connected to Jesus, you don't know Jesus, you've never given your heart to Jesus, maybe you've never considered, or maybe you have at one time, but for whatever reason, that escaped you. You escaped it. So therefore, you don't know the love of God that God is trying to extend to you. Today, I want to encourage you. Let this be the year that you start brand new and start fresh. Amen. Because God wants to do something new in your life that he didn't do last year. How many knows that? God wants to do something new in your life that he didn't do last year. This is a pivotal year. We stand sort of spiritually at Kadesh Barnea. Many people stand. Either we're going to go forward into the land and possess the new thing that God has for us, or we'll go backward. Let me tell you something. This is not the year to go backward. This is not the time to go backward. This is the time to go forward in your faith. This is the time to praise Him more. This is a time to worship Him more. This is a time to read and study His word more. This is a time to witness more. Oh, man. What is alarming, what is frightful is the fact that we live closer to the coming of the Lord than we ever have. And people are falling asleep. Hello, wake up. Turn to somebody and say, wake up. Wake up, the word says, for your time is drawing near. When you see all these things, here we are on things again. Say these things. When you see all these things come to pass, what kinds of things come to pass? There's potential, and I don't say these things to scare you because I really don't believe in scared religion. Somebody said, though, a scared religion is better than no religion. I don't know if there's any truth to that. I used to preach a lot about end times and the coming of the Lord. I used to preach a lot about the fury of hellfire. There's nothing wrong with that, but I had the wrong mindset and delivered. I thought the more I scared people was a greater success and more I had would respond. But the truth is, that's not the way to present the gospel. The way to present the gospel is always laced with love. Do you hear what I'm saying? Most people know they're not going to heaven. If you're sitting there saying, well, I don't know if I am or not. If your sins are under the blood of God's Son, your name is on heaven's roll, that's where you're going. You're not saved by your works. You're saved by grace. Amen. If somebody was saved by their works, then some would boast they have more works. And Paul says, I've got more works than you all. But let me tell you, that's not where it's found. It's found in 2020 and loving people greater and embracing the vision of 2020 and to love people more purely with the love of Jesus. Amen. Not to judge people, but to love people. Okay, let me get back to the thing. Oh, when you see these things come to pass, what things is he talking about? In the King James Version, it says, these signs. When you see these signs, know that the end is near. Now, I've heard people write books. I've seen people write books. I've read books. I've heard messages for decades about the coming of Jesus. And the big million-dollar question and the big mysterious mystery to all is, when will he come? Well, let me tell you, the day he calls you home will be one way that he comes. Amen? The day he takes the breath out of your lungs, that's when he's going to call you. How many understands what I'm talking about? Jesus said, be ready. They shout ready. You ever play that old game? Tag? Come here. Come here. We're going to play tag. Hello? What are y'all looking at me like deer in headlights? Come on. Are you with me? Are you with me? I said, are you with me? Live every day like you're ready. Live ready. That means when Jesus comes, Jesus is not an insurance policy. Can I tell you this? He's not a spare tire either. I don't need him until, I'm not going to use him until I need him. When I get in trouble, I need that spare, right? You're flopping down the road on a flat. You pull over and you put that spare on. So oftentimes we use Jesus that way. He's good to have around when you need him. How many knows that you need Jesus every day? That's the question. That's the thing. You need him every day. When I got up this morning, Trey, I needed Jesus. When I went to bed last night, I needed Jesus. Because of when I went to bed last night, Stephanie, I didn't know, truthfully, if I would be here on the planet today. Can I say that none of you in this room are exempt from that possibility? We don't have the promise of today or tomorrow. We only have today. Today is the day of salvation, not tomorrow. Can I say some of you this morning that we're people and humans, and we're going there, okay, guys? I know they're a little bit self-conscious standing up here and saying, well, what's Pastor R going to do? We're, our greatest, one of our greatest faults lies in our potential to postpone and to put things off. Aren't we great procrastinators? Aren't we good at saying, tomorrow I'll do this and I'll do that? And Jesus said, how can you truthfully say, tomorrow I will go out, tomorrow I will do this? How can you truthfully say that you're going to do these things? Take no thought of tomorrow. Sufficient today is what we need today. Guess who you need today? You need Jesus today. Everybody say, I need Jesus. Oh, if you don't need him, there's going to be a day coming when you wish you had him. Amen. So, tag. Everybody say, ready. Jesus is actually saying, ready or not, here I come. Woo! Listen. Remember I play tag? Let me think. My mind just went blank. Okay, somebody who's it, okay? Somebody who's it. So they tag the person and say, you're it. And so what they would do is go and hide. They'd go hide. And that hide and seek, is that what it is? Okay, have I been away from the playground that long? Goodness sakes, Jesus. Brandy. Okay, I've got my games mixed up here. Oh, bless Pastor R. I know. So they would hide and they would count. One, two, and I was actually playing games with kids years ago and knowing that some of them would fudge and go 1, 2, 10. Ready or not, here I come. How many's ever done that? Roy, you're acting like you've done that a time or two. Okay, the deal is they would count to 10. And that what would happen during that count, right? You all would go where? Go hide. Go hide. How many knows that you can't hide from God? Hello! Hello! Hello to all the people today that think they can hide from the all-seeing eye of God. You can't hide from him. You can't run from him. You can't escape from him. God is everywhere. And if he's chasing you, open your heart for this new year. So, you would run and hide. I didn't plan on saying this. I'm just winging by the Holy Spirit. Okay? And Chloe would hide. And when he got to the end of 10, count.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, ten.
Okay, wait just a minute. Wait just a minute. Come here. It's all right to have a good time in 2020, isn't it? He was supposed to say real loud, and I know that's perfect because, but let me tell you something. There's one thing about Jesus. He is going to come, the word says, in a moment that you're not looking for him. Whether that's by death, that almost happened, brother. Remember, you almost checked out. You almost checked your card in right there that day. But you know what, Kevin? God says, I've got a plan for you, Kevin. I've got a work that I want to do in you. That's what's been resonating in my spirit, to share that word with you. Because there's a work that's assigned to you that no one else can do. There's a purpose assigned to you that no one else can do. How many knows that each of us have a purpose and destiny in this walk of life, and nobody can fill that role, Amber? Only you. Okay, where was I? Ready or not? So he would say,
ready or not, here I come.
Right. Let's give them a big hand. They did good, didn't they? When you see all these things happening in the earth, and I'm not going to talk about all the signs today, but some of the familiar things that you would see in the earth, knowing that the earth is giving birth pains, the earth is in travail, something is getting ready to happen on this planet. You have got to understand that. Wake up. Wake up. This is no time to play games. This is no time to go to sleep. This is no time to back up. This is the year to go forward in your faith, to love God more, to worship God more, to see more. Quit fooling around with God. God is your breath today. He's your life today. He loves you today. He has made every provision of heaven available to you to walk in that powerful purpose. But there's an enemy who works against that. The devil doesn't want you to hear the word of God. He wants you to get wrapped up in all of these things. The parable of the sower. The sower went out to sow. And the seed, some seed fell among different kinds of grounds. Bear with me. Different kinds of ground. One seed was thrown. And the Bible said that it fell on pretty good ground. And for a while grew up. But the thorns and the thistles grew up with the word. In other words, you grew up in a good place, but the cares, Jesus said, later described that sower as being the one who was sown on that ground and the thorns grew up, which is to be interpreted, the cares or the things of this world choked out the productivity or the fruitfulness of that word. God wants your life to bring forth fruit, but some of our lives are tied to the things of this earth. Everybody say things. God doesn't mind us having things. He just don't want the things to have you. Does that make sense? We need things. How many knows we all need things? We need some things. There are some things that you know you need. You need family. You need friends. You need life. You need finances. God set us But he knew we need jobs. We need education. You could sit there and make a list, an exhaustive list of things that you think you need. And you could sit there and think of a lot of things that you need. And if it come crunch time, truthfully, you don't really need those things. Listen, God isn't some guru, tyrant, dictator up there that says, I don't want my people to be happy and enjoy this life and enjoy this world. God set us in the midst of the earth to be a steward of the earth, to take care of the earth, and to reach the lost and to give hope and live out that destiny. But God truthfully didn't want to set us as new creations in Christ in a world that would control us and choke the very life of God out of us. That's the tricky thing about having things, that they don't become dictators. They don't become controllers in your own life. So they grew up for a while, and then Jesus said the cares and the riches of this earth choked that out. Choked out that productivity, that fruitfulness. Then Jesus said one seed was sown, and as it went forth, the Bible said, as it landed, the fowls of the air. Listen to this. The birds. How many knows that there are birds of prey? Let's don't talk about the eagle. That's a powerful bird. But there are birds who have been sent to snatch away the seed from your heart. So sitting here during this word today, there are people who are processing it, and the enemy's sitting there on your shoulder whispering in your ear that you don't need this word. And look around the room and say, who is this word for? Can I give you a wake up word here? Wake up! The word is for you. Anybody here today got their life together? Stand up right now and I'll clap my hands for you and I'll have lunch for you with you. Okay. I'll even buy you lunch if your life is perfect and together today. Ooh, man, look at that. Nobody's hands raised in the room. Because how many knows that we don't have our life together? There's a scripture in the book of Genesis that we fail to remember sometimes. When Abram went out to make a sacrifice, a blood sacrifice, he made that sacrifice. And that sacrifice was laid up on a rock. And the Bible says, in the meantime of his sacrifice being laid there upon that rock, the fowls of the air descended upon that sacrifice. This is what Abraham did. Oh, he had to take a weapon, a stick, whatever he could, and beat the birds off of that sacrifice, because he needed that sacrifice. He needed that. That was part of his worship. That was part of his obedience. But nevertheless, the fowls of the air descended and tried to grab that sacrifice before it could ever finish or accomplish what he was sent to do. Let me tell you something. The devil wants to snatch away from your heart what God has placed in your heart to do. So who's got a Bible with them? A real Bible. Okay, you got a text. Okay, forgive me. I didn't mean that wasn't a real Bible. Okay, you got an app. I want you, your phone, your Bible, whatever. I want you to hold in the air. You say, oops,
I didn't bring mine.
2020, carry your Bible. Start packing. Oh, Jesus. Start packing. If there's a weapon that we literally should pack, and I understand all the other stuff, okay? I know that. And that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying, There's a weapon that you should pack, and that's one weapon of your warfare, and that's called the Spirit of Truth. That's the Word of God inside of you. So when the devil attacks your sacrifice, I want you right now, stand to your feet. I want you to give the devil a throat punch with your word right now. Okay. Let's drop it up a serious mode right here. Come here, man. Come here, wonderful family. Just going to use you as you're up there, and I appreciate it. By the way, this is 2020. I know somebody's got to sit in the back. I've been challenging people. This is a year to step forward in your faith. We can be backseaters, but not backseaters. How many knows what I'm talking about? I pray this year that everybody is front seaters in the sense that you're connected in your heart. Let me share this. If somebody came into their home after their children, after that which pleased their heart, you think they're going to sit in the living room while they walk in and knowing that there is a thief in the house who's come to take away their very life and their very love. Let me tell you something. They'd be more than a Bible swung around. Yeah. You heard it. Well, that was real, wasn't it? You don't get much real than that. In other words, you would do whatever it took to remove the risk from endangering that child or that person because they love you. They love you. Let me tell you something. You would do what it takes. You would beat. You would punch. You would club. You would knife. You would shoot. Whatever it took to keep danger away from that which was important to you. Let me tell you. And there's nothing earthly is more important than little Noah to this family, as well as your children are to you. Imagine you would fend for your family. You would stand for that. God has deposited in things in your life that are even more eternal than the very children you've been assigned to love and to nurture and to grow up. That's the deposit of Jesus inside of your life. It's wonderful to have children and to love them. But to have children and to love them and to lack Jesus is still lacking. So today, as an individual, know that God has given something powerful in your spirit. This is the time to stand going forward and fight. Fight. Fight hell on their behalf. Thank you. Does anybody understand what I'm saying? Sit down for 1 second. Maybe more than 1 second, okay. I'm tying the boat. This is not even going where I thought it would go. These things. Oh, Jesus. When you see these things come to pass, when you see, like I said, I'm not going to talk about signs and wonders, but when you see wars and rumors of wars, do you know there's a threat of war in this nation today? Hello, anybody here today? Do you know that? That's serious, man. But we are the United States of America, and we've been blessed. We have, in my opinion, the greatest nation on earth. And I don't say these things to put fright in your mind because the devil can use it too. And what he does, what he propagates, is something called propaganda. And propaganda causes fear to rise up. In other words, the enemy tries to control us through fear. He tries to manipulate you through fear. He tries to hold you back through fear. There's somebody this morning that said that anxiety was at a peak in their life. These things can cause anxiety. These things, wars and rumors of war. That's what I'm saying. Don't eat your dinner with Fox News and CNN. Don't go to bed with Fox and CNN. Don't wake up and listen to all the radio news of the week, because you're going to hear constant bad news. Can I share some good news with you? In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loved us. When all those things come against me, I am more than victorious. They're not going to hold us down. They're not going to hold us back, because the church can't lose. Oh, I believe you're asleep. Not every one of you on the side. But listen, don't go to sleep on me right now, because this is the moment right here. Just think about this. The church is not going down. The church is going up. Social Security may go down, but God's going up. Listen. Hate may take you down, but love takes you up. I choose to do a different kind of warfare with the weapons that are fashioned against me. No weapon fashioned against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me. So let the haters stand up and take their shots, because if God is for me, nobody, no thing, no weapon, no nation, no power, no army, no military might can take the child of God down. Hallelujah. You starting to feel it now? Hello, are you starting to feel it now? Are you starting to feel it now? Don't look down when you see these things, when you see these signs come to pass. Don't look down. Don't look at defeat. I just used a French term with you and you missed it right there. Some of you were checked out. Some of you were in la-la land. I just used a term there, Juwan. Don't look at defeat. Look at your victory. I said, look at your victory. Where is your victory? I said, where is your victory? Do you know where your victory is? Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeemed love. Oh, it's all. I knew him and all my love. Oh, to victory beneath. Woo. Let me tell you something. You've got applied to you that the world don't have applied. That's called the blood of Jesus. You've been washed by the blood. You've been washed by the blood. You've been cleansed by heaven's holy fount. Instead of looking at defeat, when you see these things, when you see these signs, Brandon, it's good to see you here today, buddy. You've been a long time coming, man. Oh, Jesus. Listen, when you see these things, everybody say things, come to pass. They're not hidden from us. If it's hidden, it's because your minds have been blinded by the world. There are some people don't know anything about the coming to Jesus. They're just living every day at warp speed. Me, myself, and I. But Jesus said, when you see these things come to pass, This is what he said. Look up. Everybody say, look up. How are you looking in 2020? Let me encourage you to look this way. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Look unto Jesus, the hope of your salvation. Look unto Jesus, the rock in your weary land. Look unto Jesus, the rose, the lily of your valley. Look unto Jesus, your bright and your morning star. He is the morning, the bright and the morning star. His name's not like Lucifer. Jesus is the morning star. He's the evening star. He's the star that shines and canvases a dark world. And his light can't be snuffed out because his light is in you. I see a great light today. And you may be in a distant shore today, rocked by the waves and the cares of this world, your ship moving to and fro, trying to look into the sky to see hope, but it's so stormy and weary that you can't see, and you're at the mercy of your storm. But Jesus is the captain of our ship. He's the Lord of our salvation. Woo! He's the Lord of my salvation. What have we to fear if God is for you? Turn to somebody and say, God is for me. Then who can be against me? Work can't be against me. People can't be against me. Because God is for you. Surrounded by all these things, I see a light in the darkness. In this community, I see darkness. I see drugs at an epidemic rate. I see suicide climbing. I see broken homes and battered lives. I see abuse. I see darkness on every hand. But I'm looking into the dark. And I see a light. Woo! I see a light. I see a light in the darkness. Oh, Jesus. Help people just to hang with me just a minute here, Lord. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Because you've sat down in a good place to eat before. You've just been picking out and eating. Picking out and eating. And everybody say, okay, it's time to go. And you're still sitting at the table. Come on, ain't you going to go? Well, this stuff's awful good. I'll be there in a minute. How many of us, there's some things better than hamburgers and fried chicken and fish and chips. Jesus said, I'm eating bread that you know not of. Okay, hang on here. So this is a light in the darkness in 2020. Arise and shine. Get up. Rise up. Children of the light. You're no longer children of the darkness, but you're children of the light. Let your light shine forth. Jesus said, as a city that's set up on a hill. Just so happened, this little crazy place is built upon the side of a hill. Because this place was assigned here. Not saying that all the others weren't either, because they were. But specifically in us, the hope of glory, a light has come forth. And a light shines in you. I know God knows the darkness that has invaded you. He knows the darkness that has surrounded you. But guess what? That darkness has been swallowed by the light that I see resonating from you. Rise and shine, for your light has come. Everybody say, my light has come. whoa, you got to get a hold of this. My light has come. My moment has come. My moment has come. My day has come. My week has come. My month has come. My year has come. Man, you guys just made it in the nick of time. How many knows sometimes you can just make it in the nick of time? My light has come. That's what I see in you. Man of God, I see a light in you. Don't let the cares of the world, don't let the friends, don't let unnecessary advice obscure the light that I have put in forth in you. Because I'm calling that forth. I'm calling that forth. Arise, rise, arise. Arise, arise, and Jesus shall give you light. You're children of the light. You're child of the light. Okay. Oh, Jesus, I don't even know. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For the glory of the Lord resides upon you. The glory of the Lord arises upon our children. It rises in our adults, our seniors. It arises in our families here today. God has you in the place He needs you to be today. The glory of the Lord rises upon you. Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. The darkness shall cover the earth. Wars and rumors of war, pestilence, earthquakes in divers places. Pestilence and disease, death and affliction. Darkness shall cover the earth. But in you, they say in me, ready to tie the boat right here. The darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. The scripture says, because iniquity would abound, because the presence of sin would be so bountiful, the love of many would be wax cold. The light of Christ's love could be extinguished. This is the day, bride of Christ, to go forth. Get your lamps trimmed. Get your vessels full of the Spirit of God. Because the cry is going forth in the land. Don't be caught as the 10 foolish virgins who had no oil in their lamp and their light had been extinguished. Be the right bride that's ready and fearless in love with Jesus that will go forth this year in the midst of the darkness and be the light that God has called us to be. Be the light, be the light. But the Lord will arise over you. Stand up. Stand up. But the Lord will rise above you. He's in you. He's in you. He's in you. He's in you. Say, He's in me. Greater is He that is in you than he that will come against you. But the Lord will arise over you, and His glory will be seen upon you. Listen to this. Lift to this. The Gentiles shall come to your light. God was speaking to Israel here, but we're the spiritual Israel. We're the church. We're the bride. Are you the bride? You don't act like you're going to get married. If you're going to get married, you're excited about that day. How many knows that? unless you don't know if you're going to get married or not. Oh, please, what do I do? But if you're the bride of Christ, you know where you're going. You know what's in your heart. You know what your expectation is. You know where your love is. You know who loves you. You know who you love. So guess what? This is the greatest moment in the history of the world and the church today. This is not a time to put your head down. This is not a time to look down in defeat. This is the time in 2020 to get Jesus' vision and go forth as children of the light and be the light that Jesus has called you to be. Be the light. The Gentiles are going to come to your light. And even all the kings of the earth are going to come to the brightness of your rising. People are going to come. That's already been prophesied. 2020, I'm looking for more people to come from wherever, whoever. I'm looking for more people to come from all over, from every walk of life, from every manner of life. I'm looking for them to come. You know why? They're looking for light and they're looking for hope. Amen. Guess what? You're the children of the light. You're the children of the light. And if you're here and there's any darkness in you today, get that snuffed out by the love and the light of Jesus. Come and answer every doubt and every question in your mind. I want to be ready in 2020. I want to be a pastor that's ready. I want to be a pastor. We want to be a church that's ready. And if you're here and not ready, get ready. Get your bags packed. That's how close. Some of you, before you go on vacation, you anticipate it so greatly. You're excited about it 6 months ahead of time. You start planning and you start getting ready. You start packing, making reservations. You start looking at restaurants. You start doing everything you know to get ready for that moment. Jesus says, I'm coming. So what? Wake up! Are you awake? Put on the armor of light. Quit playing in the darkness. Oh, don't play in the dark. You can get in trouble by playing in the dark. You can run over a cliff by playing in the dark. So today, question, 2020, are we ready? God's getting you ready. It's time to be ready. It's time to be more faithful, more ready, more available than any time in your life. Don't allow your fears. Don't allow your circumstances. Don't allow all these things to dampen and obscure the vision that God has set forth in your life this year. It's time for a new normal. You're the standard setters. You're the hope raisers. I didn't say hell raisers. You're the hope raisers. You're the hell fighters and the hope raisers. Fight hell. Don't play with it. Fight it. Because I promise you, you play with fire long enough, you're going to get burned. So, Lord, I've just tried to do what you said, and I've tried not to lean to my own understanding, but I've tried to lean to you today. And, Lord, if there's failure, it's because of my limited abilities, Lord. But we know that you can do so much more. And you said your word would accomplish wherever you send it. So I know that your word has been sent forth today. I don't know who's attended to it. I don't know who's listened to it. I don't know who's sat there and rocked to and fro and made grocery lists and just looking for something else. Some of you here would travel halfway across the country to hear a word. You've heard a word today, and you didn't have to go but a few miles out your way. Because God says, I've sent forth my word to you today. What will you do with it? Will you open your heart to it? Are you ready? If not, be ready. In 2020, let's be the church that launches into this year as never before. Let's don't look back. I press toward the mark. 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 I push in, Gabby, with everything I got. I push in, and with everything I got, I'm not looking back. This is not the year. This is the year to go forward. This is the year to operate in those special gifts that God has equipped you with. This is a year to stand and go forward in the fight, to praise me, to worship me at the level I've called your heart to do. This is the time not to look to your left or right, but to get your eyes upon me, because I'm the affection of your life. I'm your day spring. I'm your night, your bright and shining night. I'm the one that's calling you forth. Can't you hear my voice? The Lord says, I've been calling you. I've been calling you in the hours of the night. I've been calling you to the hours of the day. My word has not left. In fact, I've greatly intensified my word in you, and I'm bringing you to a level of my presence. And the Lord says, this is your time. This is your day. This is your year. Do you receive that? I'm asking a question. Do you receive that? God's word is direct. It's direct. It's direct. I'm not fooling around. I'm not playing mumbo peg. I'm not playing patty cake. Get ready. Right now, if you're not ready, this is a good place to start. Come on. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, church. If this was New Year's Eve service and a preacher or pastor said, we're going to pray the old out and the new in, what is God saying today? This is your moment. Do you believe that Jesus is coming? Do you believe he's coming? Then get ready. Get ready. Start getting ready. You can start now. By letting go of bad things, letting go of doubt, letting go of fear, letting go of sinful habits, letting go of things that hold you back, letting go of things, 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 embracing new things. Don't walk out now. Don't walk out now. Let me tell you this story. I heard about this story. It's an interesting. Of course, this is about New Year's Eve. But it's a custom in Italy. And as evening approaches, the streets are cleared and even the police take cover. Then at the stroke of midnight, there's going to be a cry made. We got to be a church of the midnight. We got to be the midnight bride. We got to be ready. I do not fathom and believe that that resonates in all of us today. And at evening approaches, the streets are cleared and even the police take cover. Then at the stroke of midnight, the windows of the houses fly open. They fly open all over the city. And every member of that family pitches out a whole catalog of personal possessions that they don't need. Do you understand that? How many in here are spiritual hoarders? That means you hold on to stuff. You don't need it. You don't need it because it's obscuring the light in your eyes. Open the windows. Let that stuff out. You don't need it. Everybody say, I don't need it. That remind them of something in their past year that they're determined to wipe out of their minds and their lives. Today, we've all messed up in 2019. Anybody in here mess up besides me? Boyfriend, if not, man, I'm going to feel pretty bad. Anybody in here get real with me right now and say, I messed up. Maybe you prayed it already. Maybe you pressed in already. But you've messed up, right? You've messed up in 2020. This is the year to put your past behind you. This is the year to put your mistakes. This is the year to put your failures. This is the year to put your shortcomings. This is the year to put it behind and strive forward in 2020 like never before. This is the time to be on fire, not to be wet, not to be cold. This is the time not to be lukewarm. This is the time for fire. Amen.